Making a difference in the community, this is Leah Birmingham, who's the Assistant Director with the Sandy Pines Wildlife Center, and today we're highlighting their annual baby shower fundraiser, which this year is back in person. Leah, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me. Can we start off with potentially one of the cutest fundraisers, I'd say, in our community, the baby shower that you guys host. Can you tell me a little bit sort of the backstory and how it came to be the fundraising event that we all know and love?
Yeah, so initially it started actually in Kingston. We had a group of fundraisers that were heavily involved with Sandy Pines at the time, and they came up with the idea of who needs a baby shower more than a wildlife center who's about to, you know, accept in hundreds of orphans. And so it was, you know, it got some traction in Kingston, but it just wasn't really getting the attention it needed. And at some point, one of the organizers had said, you know, she couldn't organize it anymore and asked if I would take over. And because I'm busy at the center, I said, I can, but we're going to have to bring it out here to Napanee because I can't coordinate this in Kingston or in another town. I need to do it here at the center. So I think that's when it really touched base with people. They really understood, you know, they got a better understanding of the work that's going on here when they got to come to the center. Because our patients are wild and therefore terrified of humans, it's not fair to put them on display. So we can't tour people through here. That's a unique time of year when most of our patients aren't adults, aren't fearful, aren't even really aware much of what's going on around them other than when the person comes with the milk. So at that time of year, they are a little less stressed by human presence. And so we thought this was the perfect opportunity to open the doors and let people see inside.
And now can you touch on a little bit sort of how funds raised over the years from the baby shower have sort of been able to help the center and, in a broader sense, also help the community?
One of the amazing things is that it just simply, one of the things we request people do is that they bring a gift from our wish list. So we have the wish list posted with the event poster on our website and in different areas. And so instead of bringing a gift like you would to a shower, you bring something off of our wish list. And that gets us through the year sometimes, like just the toilet paper, the paper towel, the cleaning supplies, you know, the different things that people bring in means we don't have to spend the donations we get in on those things. And that's been a really difficult part with COVID and not being able to do it live in person is those gifts didn't come in the same way. So we didn't have those supplies to get us through the year. Instead, we were having to purchase. And that, of course, goes against the funding that's going to, you know, go directly to the animal care. So we're really excited to have that aspect of it back. And then the funds help get us through these spring months where we are putting out a lot of funds. We typically have to hire seasonal staff to be able to handle the demand of animals that come in. And it's really hard to find funding for staffing, like in grants and other revenue areas for charities. It's difficult to get funding for staffing, and having the baby shower allows us to be able to put some of that money towards getting qualified staff in to work with the animals.
And now one last question for you. The year 2023, exciting news, the fundraiser baby shower back in person this year after some time away due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you touch on a little bit sort of what this first year back in person will look like? And if community members are interested in taking part, sort of how they can do that?
So if they want to take part, they can check out our wish list, find a gift and show up that day. And we'll be running between 10 and 4 p.m. It will be very similar to previous years in that there will be vendors here. Some different local businesses have reached out and asked to be vendors at the event. We'll have our own merch up in our Sandy Pines Wildlife Boutique, an outreach booth. We'll have our education outreach coordinators have been working on some educational and fun stuff for kids. We will a little different as we used to have sort of petting zoo type things. We won't be doing that this year, but the doors will be open to the hospital. People will be able to walk through, walk around in certain areas on the grounds. And there'll be a canteen again this year, so a bit of a barbecue going on. So yeah, we're hoping with all of that, it just ends up being a fun day where people get to learn more about what it is we do and come and show their support for Ontario's wildlife.
Listen to all of our fundraisers now at napanitoday.ca.